Graham just kicked me off. I don't know why, but I'm back. I want to finish this conversation, okay? I know we kind of dovetailed into relationships and women and men, but that's what you guys want to talk about. So that's what we're going to talk about. And I was talking directly to men here tonight, okay? But I'm back. Thank you, Instagram, for ending my live. I just posted it. This is part two. Let's go. All right, questions for me. More questions for me. It's 1:17. But any more questions for me here? Like I said before, men, you don't have to take my advice, or you can take my advice. Get the money first. Just get the money first. Don't justify or try to manipulate yourself and believe that you can do it with your woman. Is it possible? Yes. But it's probably not possible for you. And your woman will appreciate you more if you're in a financial situation that you're able to take care of her and you at the same time. Okay? That's just my advice to you. That's how I did it. I let my woman go. If you know Wesley Virgie, I've only had two women in my life. I had a woman, maybe, I don't know, in my 20s. And I got a woman right now. She's my second woman and my only woman. Forever. The woman I'm with now is the one I'm going to die with. 100%. I already know this. The first woman I had, I loved her. I cared about her. But I had to let her ass go. And it was tough. You know, one of the toughest moments of my life, honestly. And let me tell you why. Because love and sex and affection, all that shit, all those emotions, it can fuck you up, man, you know, and you can't make clear decisions. I was in a relationship that I knew I needed to be out of that relationship. But it's like I couldn't let it go because, you know, the sex and the feeling and the emotions, all that just, it fucks with a man. That's why it's very difficult for a man to let go or break relationships. Usually women are the people that that dissolute relationships. It's the woman. She initiates divorces, breakups, whatever. But I had to let that girl go. Even though I loved her, I had to let her go. I said, I'm sorry, we need to break up right now. I'm done with you. And I did it like a G. Which means she was crying. But so what? When she was crying, when I let her go, and when she started to cry, I said, hey, look at me. You'll be all right. You'll be fine. And I let her go. And some of you men know that's exactly what you have to do. It doesn't mean that you're a heartbreaker, but you just have to do what's best for yourself. That's what a leader does. A leader has to do the things that are very difficult. Like, leaders have to fire people in company, terminate people. But you love them. But you got to do what's best for the company. And what I'm saying, you got to do what's best for you. A lot of you men know, let's just talk about money. A lot of you men already know that you're not even financially capable to remain in your relationship. And it's much more difficult to build wealth with a woman. It's hard. Men typically get lazy with women, of course. You get with a woman you like for the first time, you want to have sex all day. You know, you just think about it all. You're just thinking about her. That's it. You're not thinking about your business, it's your company. You're thinking about her. Hey, come over here. Come over here doing lunch. Come over here tonight. You know, having sex for hours. I mean, you know, it just, I know this. I've been in this type of situation before. Then you start getting lazy, start not going to the gym as much. Women are powerful. They're like a sedative. They're like medication. They're like a vitamin. Right? It's like a drug. It's nothing like women that can relax your entire body. It can relax your soul. Okay? But if you're able to repudiate and reject women for a short period of time to work on yourself as a man, you will become a very irresistible man in women's eyes. Because that's what women want. Women want what other women want. And women want what they can't get. Women want something that's unique. Okay? Not a man that say, oh, I just can't stop. You know, women, I just can't. You know, I just love them. I want to be around them. I just can't. They're like my kryptonite. You're going to be a loser. What's next here? Queen, I thought you said good night. Why are you still here? What's next? Are you a player? Who, me? No, not at all. I don't want to be a player no more. What's next? See, Jay Stack said, I can take care of her. I got two jobs and doing YouTube every day and I'm locked in. Man, Jay Stack, you've been doing YouTube for 2-3 years. You've been following me for a very long time. You're still doing YouTube? Come on. Why haven't you made any progress? You won't admit to it, though. I know why you're not making progress, because you're bullshitting. Period. And you can argue with me, oh, I'm not bullshitting, I'm doing it. No, you're not. Man, you've been working on that stuff for 4 to 5 years, man. You've been following me for a long time. You know what's another thing that's very hard for a man to do, even a woman, is to say, you know what? Man, I'm not making progress. And you're not. You're not making progress. You're just telling yourself that you're making progress to make you feel good in the moment. But when you meet a man like me, I'm saying you ain't doing shit. How much money in your bank account? How many vacations are you taking? What are you doing for your wife? What things have you have done that's on your vision board and things that you wrote down? Are you doing these things? All the things that you say you were going to do? Come on. What about your body, your health, your physicality, your communication skills? Are you celibate, bro? No, me? I don't need to be celibate. I have a woman and I'm rich. So I deserve to have some vagina in my life. Does that make sense? I deserve it. I deserve to have some pussy. And there's only one pussy I want. That's it. Period. And I deserve it. You know why? Because I am a capable man. I'm a master in the four areas that I just explained to you on the last rant. I'm a master in all that shit. I'm a master communicator. I'm wealthy. My physicality is on point. And my emotional intelligence is off the fucking scale. So I deserve it. So celibate? No. For what? Absolutely not. What's next here? Well, Jay Stacks, keep listening. What are the best steps to take far as finances and investments to become wealthy in the near future? Yeah, invest in assets like homes and real estate, for sure. But did you ever go celibate? Yeah, when I was broke, I was celibate for 2 years. I've told the story many times. When I was broke, toward the end of my 20s, I became very celibate. Became a celibate man, and I got rich. What's next there? Questions for me. Questions. Hey, King Lord, how are you? Come on, post your questions below, folks. Oh, I'm getting ready to go sleep like a baby. I'm laying on my $10,000 bed and it's feeling good. As a matter of fact, man, we have a red light special tonight, huh? Yeah. What's your favorite number? I don't have a favorite number. What about a man that's complacent with a woman who makes all the money? First of all, you should listen, women. Now, this is, women, this is directed to you. And yes, you see that red light? That means this is going to be a motherfucking red light special, which means I am very unfiltered. So if you don't like that, take your ass to sleep, block me and go to sleep. Turn the live off. Listen, women, if you decide to be with a man that's not making the money that he should make, are you making more money than him? That's your own fault. If you're dealing with a man that is not financially sound, financially astute, financially educated, that's your fault. No woman should ever be with a man, in my opinion, this is my philosophy, you should never, ever be with a man that makes less than you. Ever. Unless you're trying to be the man in the relationship. Okay? You cannot respect, it's very difficult to respect the man when you're making more money than him, because you can do more things than he can do. It's a different mindset. If a woman is making $500,000 a year and he's making $100,000 a year, or if a woman making $100,000 a year and he's making $50,000 a year, it's a different mindset. Values are very different. You think differently about everything. There's going to be a conflict. You're going to want to take a vacation. You're like, well, we can't take no vacation. What are you talking about? No, we ain't wasting money. And she might say, well, we're not wasting money, baby. I got the money. No. Let's use that money for something else. And he'll speak like that because of his inadequacy. You know, he's inadequate financially. And that's just broke talk. So women, if you want to be with a man that has that broke talk, because when a man makes less than you, he will have broke talk. Because you're making more money than him. You can do more things than he can do. You live more carefree than he can. Does that make sense? Don't do it. Okay? Don't do it. Don't do it, women. What does financial freedom mean to you? Financial freedom to me means that you can do what you want to do when you want to do it. I am financially free because I can do what I want to do. I don't have to get up and go to anybody's job. I can go travel. I can go to another country tomorrow if I want to go. I can go shopping if I want. I can go buy a Ferrari tomorrow if I want to in Colombia. Okay, that's financial freedom. I can send my parents to Paris, like they're going to Paris next month. I'm sending them first class. I can do something nice for my girlfriend, buy her, Cartier, a purse, or pay her bills, or pay her credit. I mean, I could. That's financial freedom. I could pay for my daughter's education. She's in nursing school right now. I can pay for that every semester. I pay for that. Every month I give my baby money all the time. Okay, I could do that. Does that make sense? That's financial freedom. The freedom to use my finances in a way to make my life and the people around me lives better and easier. Okay? Favorite credit card, Amex Platinum. What's next? Any more questions for me here? Are you getting value here tonight, folks? Comment below. Are you getting value? I know some of you left because you can't take it. Many of you, you can't take these type of brutal direct conversations from millionaires. You can't take it. You hear something that rubs you the wrong way, you're like, oh, no, I ain't listening to this bullshit. Okay, great. Go back to your shitty life then. You know what a shitty life is? A shitty life is a person that is not getting what they want out of their life. That's a shitty life. When a person is not getting what they want, it could be finances, love, or the body they want. When you're not getting, that's a shitty life. Because you always feel displeased about your life. Me, I got a perfect life. Because I always get what I want. Yeah, always. What's next? Hey, Nina. Did you get value here tonight? Come with the word value, folks. I'm looking in the comments right now. Hello, Wes. I know there's different types of real estate. Which one do you recommend to start in? I mean, listen, multi-home, single-family home, find something that you can afford first. You look into frequencies? Do I look into them? What do you mean by that? Next chapter loading. Another thing, if you're going to ask me a question in the comments below, ensure that you use proper grammar and proper spelling, okay? It makes my head hurt when I read people, adults, with broken English. I understand. You might say, well, Wesley, English is not my first language. Take your ass to ChatGPT, dude, okay? I'll do Google Translate. And you might think I'm hard on you. Listen, when you're dealing with people that are successful, they don't tolerate a lot of stuff. They just don't tolerate a lot. And they don't like excuses. Okay? So imagine if you were writing your resume or writing an email to a successful person. If you have broken English, even if English is not your first language, they're going to throw your shit in the trash. Okay? Period. Because they don't care. We want to deal with the people who take the effort to ensure the language is spoken or written properly. Okay? What's next? What do you think about that? What do I think about what? Questions. See, man, you see how many women on here ask me so many different questions, and you notice the questions are more deeper type questions and more profound type questions. Well, listen, when you become a man that can answer those type of questions that women have, and if you have adequate answers, you become the type of man that she wants. She will gravitate towards you. Look at this. My Instagram itself has 57% of women. Why do women listen to me? Because it seems like, or it appears, that I have the answers for topics and subject matters that make sense and that's applicable to increasing their quality of life. If you become that type of man, men, you will never have issues with women. Women will gravitate towards you because a lot of men are not like that. Millions are not. Hundreds of millions. Okay? Can we go back to your point of where to start from the real estate? Yeah, I just told you already. Start with single family. Start with homes that you can afford. Get yourself a real estate agent, know what your budget is, and find you a home within your budget. Okay? What do you think of AI pathways? What do you mean by pathways? What was your first investment and how did you fund it? My first investment. When you say investment, are we talking about real estate? Are we talking about in the stock market? I mean, are we talking about an investment in myself? What are you talking about very specifically, okay? The first investment I made was investment in myself. Reading books, buying courses, educating myself, and applying that knowledge to the marketplace to make money. And I'm self-funding. I'm bootstrapping. I've always bootstrapped my entire life. Every business that I've ever created, I've never asked for money. I've never asked for loans. I don't need it. I have all the resources. I have everything within me to do what I need to do. And I was like this when I was broke. And you can as well. Okay? Sound or vibrational frequencies. Just curious to know if you understand some of it. Sure. I mean, listen, that's why I created the app Dream Res. I've proven that music is very influential when it comes to the brain. It conditions your mind, which is the reason why you can repeat the alphabet right now, even though you haven't repeated it in the past 10, 20, or 30 years. Okay? What's next? Okay, Weston, but I'm looking into going into real estate as a business. Okay, when you say a business, are you trying to be a real estate agent? Like, be very specific when you're coming in below. Like, are you going to be a real estate agent? Are you going to be a person that buys real estate and flip houses? Like, what are you trying to get into? Which category? He wants to control the finances, giving broke bum energy. Who is that? Your boyfriend? Hey, Lala, how are you? Layla. I'm talking about, what was your first big purchase? My first large purchase was when I bought myself a brand new AMG Mercedes G-Wagon 63. $180,000. Made that purchase 10 years ago. Message for young entrepreneurs. Don't give up. Don't give up. Keep fighting. Keep listening. Don't be a listener. Like, don't be a motivational video junkie. And don't be a motivational audio junkie. Take action. Go out there and do some shit. You know, just go out there and do it. Learn on the journey to become the man or woman that you want to be. Okay? Take action. And keep taking action until it works. Thank you, Miss Mia. The great. Thank you so much. What's next? Is your Jeep where you can drive it yet? No, it's still in. It's in Dallas, I think. We're still trying to get fixed. Any more questions for me? Did you guys have a good time tonight? We talked about a paragon of topics here. How much do materialistic things matter to you now? I never cared about materialistic things. I like them, but like, I don't hold them on a pedestal. But I like stuff. Don't get it twisted. I love it. Many millionaires do not want to. Doesn't. See? Look what this guy wrote. And I'm not picking on you. Many millionaires doesn't want to invest on young in, not on. That's why. Because how you look what you wrote. Why would any millionaire want to have a conversation with you when you can't speak or write correct English? A lot of young men, they just don't get it, you know. You think that millionaires are just conceited and arrogant, and you don't realize that you can't communicate well. Like, who wants to talk to a man that can't communicate all right? No one. I don't. Do you prefer global entry airports? I do. Congratulations on all your success, Weston. Thank you so much. Hey, Jerome. Hey, Max. Any more questions for me, folks? Before I let you go, any last words? Hey, Sebastian, how are you? All right, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go. Thank you so much. I love you, okay? I know I was tough on you tonight. Listen to part one as well. If you're just getting here, there is a part one to this rant. And listen, you know, I love you guys. I do. I love you. Oh, that's why I do what I do. I'm an advocate for change in the world. And change starts with thinking. Change starts with your perception. And change starts with you. Okay? I'm just a tool. I'm just a tool in the toolbox here to give you some information, some knowledge, to educate you about what's possible and to hold you accountable. Period. I'm here to stir up your emotions. I'm here to piss you off sometime, inspire you, make you mad, get you angry and upset. Yeah, it's okay. You know, use that anger and use that fuel to drive you and your family to the top of the food chain. Okay? Yeah, I did. I did post the first rank. What if my first business failed? Try again. Try a new business. All right, guys. Much love. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Much love, and let's go.